To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
When we left last night, it was halftime of the Chargers and Eagles Monday night game, and we were laughing rather hard, actually, about the fact that there were 6 turnovers in the first half.
It was one of the worst offensive games you'll ever see. And there's good defense sometimes, but then there's just bad offense. That was a combination of okay defense and just rotten offense.
I emergency called my therapist today and said, listen, I need to talk about what I'm watching on this Monday night game.
Yeah.
Like, do you have... I need to...
I'm going to go home and start drinking.
I need to come in.
How are you not supposed to drink watching that Monday night game?
I'm still trying to process what I watched last night.
Yeah.
So it was 6 turnovers, and then there was a 7th, but that was in the middle of 2 other turnovers, so it didn't count, which I think is hilarious.
That's true.
So then, fittingly, as the game ended, there were more turnovers, and more, and then the game ended on a goal line turnover.
It could only end. I was sitting there watching on the couch, and I literally had that thought as they were driving down. I was like, dude, there's only one way this ends, and that's with the turnover, and then like 2 plays later... He throws the ball in between basically 3 guys, and we're going the other way.
Well, if you believe in football gods, it is fitting.
Yes. I thought you had something else coming beyond that.
Well, no.
It's
fitting.
It's fitting.
He had turned it over all night.
Yeah.
You're not going to win this game. The football gods are not going to let you win this game.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to win this game. You've been turning it over all night, and now all of a sudden you think you're going to win this game? No, sir.
And Jalen Hurts in here.
Threw another pick, 4 picks, 1 fumble, 5 turnovers. He sucks.
It's not good.
The Eagles pretty much suck, and the Chargers win.
Well, that seems a little simplistic, but yes.
Well, they do.
There is.
They're terrible.
There is.
We were talking about this even when they were winning.
Yeah. They have one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL. And their defense isn't quite what it was last year. I mean, last year, it's funny. The last couple years, this, to an extent, has been a little bit of the Eagles. It's not like these problems are new. It's just that the defense and the run game were able to mask this. And then Jalen Hurts, for whatever you think of Jalen Hurts...
I think he sucks.
I understand. Jalen Hurts has his moments that in big games, he has been awesome. I mean, the 2 Super Bowls they've played in, Jalen Hurts has been phenomenal. Last year, you can make the argument it wouldn't have mattered. Phillip Rivers could have played in that game. They would have won the Super Bowl. That was about the Eagles' defense. But the Jalen Hurts thing has been a discussion now his whole career. Is Jalen Hurts good, or is Jalen Hurts the product of having the best team in football around him? And the truth is, both of those things are true. Jalen Hurts is good, and Jalen Hurts has the best football team around him. The problem is that Jalen Hurts, when he has deficiencies in his team around him, it magnifies the deficiencies in his game. And when we have the sort of playoff runs that Jalen Hurts has had, we do this with coaches too. Like, you win a Super Bowl and automatically we're like, oh my God, you're great. See Nick Sirianni. And the truth is, Jalen Hurts is not much different this year than he's been in years past. He just is getting exposed a little bit more, and he's having bad turnovers. And so we've seen this enough. And because we're coming off the highs of last year, now that's the comparative statement sitting it right next to each other. But the truth is, this has kind of been Jalen Hurts, and he's getting exposed. And it's not great. And everyone tried to make him out to be an elite quarterback. And the people that actually study the position have been saying for years, guys, this is not a top 10 quarterback in the league. And we're now having to have that harsh realization of, well, they gave him a lot of money. The offensive line isn't what it once was. They can't really run the ball. And right now their offense is kind of ass.
This goes back, though, to my Sam Darnold takes.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In that, Hurts, when I say Hurts sucks, it's because he's really not that good.
Yeah.
I don't mean he sucks.
Yes.
But because he won a Super Bowl, we think he's better than he is. He's just not.
Yeah.
Now, I can live with Hurts if he doesn't turn it over.
Yeah.
But last night, so if, for those that don't know, he has not been turning it over all year.
No.
He only had, I think, how many picks did he have last night? Four?
Four.
He only had two picks
yeah.
the whole season
because that's
before last night.
That's kind of his MO.
Exactly. Yeah. He sucks, but he doesn't turn it over.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. I can live with that. This is why I bring it back to Sam Darnold. I cannot stand the Sam Darnolds of the world that can look better than Jalen Hurts at times, mm-hmm. right? Can sling in and hit Smith and Jigba all day, who's always wide open, and then beat the bad teams, but then against the good teams, he turns it over three times and you lose,
yeah.
right? Like,
yeah.
I hate that. That makes me so mad
yeah.
because I would rather just have, I really would, I would rather have just the mediocre Jalen Hurts who doesn't turn it over
sure.
than I would the high and low Sam Darnold who kills me with turnovers. Turnovers are like the number one thing you cannot do if as a quarterback, and you can only live with them if the guy's elite,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So now that Hurts, if we're getting into this, maybe that was a one-off in terms of turnovers. I will say the third one, that was on A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, A.J. Brown, you want to talk about a guy who sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with A.J. Brown.
Well, he's just checked out.
But it just seems like he doesn't even care to make any of these plays.
Yeah.
So that's another problem. But I live with Jalen Hurts, but I can't live with Jalen Hurts if he's turning it over. And I, you know, of course, five times a game. If he's turning it over once or twice, I can't live with that. He's
yeah.
not good enough
no.
to overcome that. But he's fine if he's not turning it over. He's just not great. He's yeah. not elite. Never has been.
No. No. You look through his stats. Since he took over, completion percentage 61, 66, 65, 68, this year 64. Yards 31, 37, 38, 29 last year, 27 this year. He'll finish a little over 3,000. You know, touchdowns, it's all about the same. 16, 22, 23, 18, 19. Interceptions, 9, 6, 5, 6. The one-off year was 15, where it was really bad. Remember, that was the year where they imploded. They started, 10-0, and then everything fell apart. This has kind of been him. But it's so odd that now we're having to have this like giant discussion of what's wrong with Jalen Hurts when the reality is
nothing. It's just that you can't. Well, that was unusual.
That was unusual. But the truth.
But he doesn't see the field very well.
Yes, and he never has.
And so it's exactly. So it's amazing that he doesn't turn it over more.
Yeah.
Right. But he doesn't.
Well, they don't throw it that much. And Hurts, I think, if you want to give credit to Hurts, I think he understands his limitations, and he doesn't try to do a lot of dumb things. And when they run the ball and play defense, Hurts can be a very serviceable quarterback because in big moments, it's the one thing you say about him. He's got a little Eli Manning in him. that when the moments are big in the postseason, Jalen Hurts has been really good. But in the regular season, he's just kind of there. But whenever in the past you've said, dude, I think he's like the 15th best quarterback in the league, people rip your head off. And then it again, when we go back and it turns into a race thing and it's a, you're a hater and this and that. And it's just none of that is true. It's just this is the reality. And now I think people are having the uncomfortable conversation that he's making a lot of money. You're having, it's a harder time to assemble a team. And we all know that, right? Once you pay a guy 45, 50 million bucks, it's harder to build around. And again, the O-line isn't what it was. You've got a star receiver that hates your quarterback that seems to be checked out. Your running back had 400 and something touches last year. He's kind of fallen off a cliff and your defense lost some guys. And so everything has gone down like 20 to 25%. And when your team goes down 20, 25%, you need to have some Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. You have to have all of those guys then raise their game 20%. And I think what we're finding out finally to an uncomfortable level with a lot of people, he doesn't have that 20%. He can do it sometimes in the playoffs, but he doesn't have that next level. This is who he is.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.